Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven.
Come on.
Foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his.
Hallelujah, you are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We're broadcasting live from Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. We welcome back all of the listeners and precious listeners throughout the United States and the globe as we cover part two of the segment, Prophecy of the Four Apocalyptic Horsemen. In our last segment, we covered the white horse, of deception. This is the Olivet Discourse revelation given to John, the Olivet Discourse that the Messiah, when he took aside the disciples, in Matthew chapter 24, he took aside the disciples privately and told them that there would be days of deception. Let no one deceive you, for many will come in my name. We listen to segment part one of the mighty prophet, Dr. David O'Rourke, share the revelation straight from heaven on Revelation chapter 6. The prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. And we will cover all four horses as the Lord leads. In this segment, we will wrap up the white horse, the horse of deception. We can see it's the horse that has been feasting throughout the globe. And we see that the Amos 8:11 prophecy in the United States has been fulfilled, that there's been a famine in the land, not a famine of food and water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. As the nation staggers to and fro and from church to church, hungry and famished for the word of the Lord, for it's evaporated out of the land. And the good news in this evening's segment, we'll get the manna and the word of the Lord straight from heaven. In this evening's segment, we have joining us in the studio by phone, Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California Altar. And we bless the Lord, Pastor Jose, that you've been able to join us this evening. Neither Pastor Nilda nor Pastor Albanos from the New York Altar and Maryland Altar, respectively, will likely be able to join us. I will remain your co-host this evening. My name is Pastor Louis Lupo of the Maryland Altar. This revelation is absolutely critical for the church at this moment in time. It is truly the hot bread from the oven of the Lord. This is, by all standards, the greatest prophecy Jesus ever gave to the church, that prediction that he released while seated on the Mount Olives, popularly known as the Olivet Prophecy. Because in this prophecy, the Lord Jesus revealed the spiritual landmarks that would denote the dispensational course for his return and the signs of the end of the age. While it may have seemed that among the four glorious Gospels, only Matthew, Mark, and Luke recorded the Olivet Discourse, John, on the other hand, received its interpretation directly from the Lord and documented it in Revelation chapter 6. For a long time, many have thought and mistaken the white horseman for the Messiah. And that's why many today are deceived in a false Christianity. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Why so much deception? It is the white horse. And the Lord warned us in Matthew 24, and again in Revelation chapter 6, and again to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Pastor Jose, before we head off to the segment in the message of the Lord, what has the Lord placed on your heart for the precious listeners throughout the United States as they get the direct revelation from heaven this evening, Pastor Jose?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Shalom, and shalom to all the precious listeners that are tuned in or that will be tuned in later on as this broadcast is archived. I am very humbled, precious people, to come before you here and to be able to share with my dear Pastor Lou this mighty message. And this message of White Horse, this deceptive delusion that we are seeing right now in the church, especially, and throughout the precious people, the precious saints, that are still listening to other voices. And we are living at a very critical hour, as you have heard us say on every broadcast, that the hour is very late. The Messiah is coming. This is the Elijah that was promised in Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, that would be sent before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, as we know that the great and dreadful day of the Lord has not yet happened, and that is the day of the rapture. It will be light to some, to very few, but pitch darkness to the world and those who remain in it. And this messenger has shared many, many, many different teachings, many messages, many mighty revival means of repentance, and that reveals to us the power of repentance and the biblical healings that we are seeing occur in the land of Kenya. We have seen mighty healings when this mighty revival meeting has gone throughout the globe, and there are healing services, and the Lord is healing for free. There is never no money charged. There is never a message that points to other people, other messages. Many people are deceived as in believing that the Lord has sent many prophets at this time and that they are to listen to all these messages as like puzzle pieces and put the puzzle pieces together, and then they will get the end result. That is not in the Word, precious people. The Word of the Lord is very clear, and I will read it for you in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Again, this is Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. We see here in these two verses, precious saints, that this mighty prophet is being sent to the church to restore the altars of the Lord and to restore the relationship from the saints of the Lord back to the Father, a direct connection from the Father to his children, to his church, not to the church of the world and to the ways of man. This is the Lord sending his messenger to restore the Lord's altar, where he is rebuking the ways of man. He is rebuking the philosophy of man, the ways of man, the doctrine of man, rebuking money, rebuking begging on the altars. We are to rely on the Lord 100%. We have opened heaven at this hour. The glory of the Lord is filling the globe. And those who have their ears circumcised by the Holy Spirit know that this is true. I want to also read, precious listeners, from the Word of the Lord in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. This is Colossians 2, verses 6 to 15. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing in thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him, you were all circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Precious saints, we need to surrender to the Lord. And we need to acknowledge in depth the work that was done on Calvary, on that precious cross. We need to return to the message of the blood and the cross. Just as the disciples walked, the apostles walked, from the minute they woke, from the minute they ate, from the minute they shared messages with others, from the minute they slept, they preached and walked and slept and ate Christ crucified and resurrected in everything that they did, precious saints. We need to also follow these footsteps. We need to pick up our cross and follow our Lord Jesus and be like unto his walk and deny ourselves daily, because the Lord is returning for a bride that has made herself ready and that has crucified the flesh. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. This is Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California altar joining us in the studio by phone. And we thank the Lord. And there you have the word of the Lord. It's clear, as concise as can be. And we know in the United States that the church has been fed not the word, but a junk food gospel, a diluted gospel. And it has left the sheep very hungry. And so hungry, in fact, that they've gone out to pick up those prophetic puzzle pieces of junk food that has fallen off of the table of the false prophets. And as this is what sheep will do, if there isn't pasture, they will go to whatever is available. And that is what we have seen in the United States of America. And because the word of the Lord has been removed from the church, we have seen the pastors abdicate and abnegate outright that leadership in the house of the Lord. There is no word of the Lord. And now we see deception running rampant, just as the Lord prophesied in Matthew 24 and again in Revelation chapter 6, which leads into our segment for this evening. the prophecy of the white horse. Before we get to that message, I believe we have Pastor Nilda online from the New York altar. Pastor Nilda, are you with us?
Gloria a Dios, Pastor Lou. Yes, I am.
Gloria a Dios. Pastor Nilda, what has the Lord placed on your heart this evening for the listeners throughout the United States?
Thank you, Pastor Lou. I will speak to the Spanish-speaking audience, if you don't mind.
Hallelujah.
Amados hermanos en Cristo, bienvenidos a este su programa que comparte con ustedes en la palabra del Señor lo que está viniendo directamente del cielo por medio de su poderoso profeta, el Dr. David Owad, del Ministerio de Arrepentimiento y Santidad en Kenia. Dar una breve traducción del programa que vamos a escuchar. Estamos ahorita estudiando sobre los jinetes de los caballos de Apocalipsis, que revelan mucho de lo que estamos ahora viviendo, de lo que estamos experimentando en lo profético. Empezamos la semana pasada y vamos ahora a seguir con ese estudio. El primer caballo, que es el blanco, que viene a engañar, se viene a hacer pasar por Cristo, pero ese es el que ha entrado a la iglesia ya por un tiempo, y de ahí vamos a seguir con los otros jinetes, el caballo negro, el rojo, el negro y el amarillo. Gracias por sintonizar. Les animamos a que sigan escuchando los mensajes que tienen tanta revelación para la iglesia a esta hora, para que la iglesia no siga comiendo la basura que están dando en las iglesias, porque ya se ha cumplido la profecía en Amos, que habla de que habría una hambruna en la tierra, pero no hambruna de comida, sino que la hambruna que viene de la palabra del Señor, de la falta de la palabra. Entonces, aquí en este programa ustedes pueden escuchar la verdadera palabra del Señor, que viene directamente del cielo, y el evangelio, que es un evangelio no horizontal, pero vertical, que viene del mismo Señor. Entonces les animamos a que se conecten y que se preparen para la venida del Mesías, porque ya viene. Gracias, hermano. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Pastor Nelda. We'll move to the segment now of the message of the Lord. This is the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. This is the white horse, the revelation of the white horse, and we will return after this segment as well. And we are live, and it's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. We're listening to the prophecy at the midnight hour. We're now going to hear from the mighty prophet, Dr. David Owar. I want to jump
nataka niruke
to the book of Revelation.
Hadi kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
I want to jump there.
Nataka niruke niende hapo.
And when I jump there,
na wakati nitakaporuka kwenda hapo,
I want to explain to you
nataka niwaelezeeni
why John,
ni kwa nini Yohana,
among the four glorious gospels,
miongoni mwa injili ine ambazo ni za utukufu,
Matthew recorded it,
Mathayo aliinuku,
in Matthew 24,
katika Mathayo mtakatifu 24,
Mark documented it,
Marko alinukuu akaiandika.
In Mark 13.
Katika Marko mtakatifu 13.
Luke recorded it.
Luka mtakatifu kaiandika pia.
In Luke 21.
Katika Luka mtakatifu 21.
But you go to John.
Lakini ukienda kwa Yohana mtakatifu.
You don't find it.
Hauipati hapo.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because.
Kwa sababu.
John was given the revelation.
Yohana alipewa ufunuo wake.
About every utterance.
Kuhusu kila tamshi.
That Jesus spoke.
Ambalo Yesu alinena.
In this mount of Olives discourse.
Katika huu unabii wa mlima wa mzeituni.
In this prophecy.
Katika huu unabii.
Now listen to this.
Sasa sikiza haya.
Turn with me.
Geuka pamoja nami.
To the book of Revelation.
Hadi kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
By the time we finish.
Kufikia wakati tutakapomaliza.
You can go and preach to your pastor.
Unaweza kwenda kumhubiria hata mchungaji wako.
When he tells you come and greet people.
Wakati anakuambia tafadhali njoo kawasalimie watu.
You can give a full sermon.
Unaweza peana ujumbe mfululizo.
On the coming of the Messiah.
Kuhusu kukuja kwa Masihi.
Pastors.
Wachungaji.
By the time we are done.
Kufikia wakati ule tunatamatisha.
You can now visit one church and another.
Sasa unaweza kulitembelea kanisa moja baada ya lingine.
And awaken them.
Na kuwaamsha pia.
Let us rush quickly.
Hebu tuende kwa haraka sana.
The book of Revelation.
Kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
In a short summary.
Katika muhtasari mfupi kweli kweli.
Revelation chapter 1.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mtakatifu mlango wa kwanza.
Chapter 2.
Mlango wa pili.
And chapter 3.
Na mlango wa tatu.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
Revelation chapters 1, 2, 3.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa kwanza, wa pili na wa tatu.
For example, Revelation chapter 2.
Kwa mfano, ufunuo wa Yohana mlango ni wa pili.
I'm jumping to verse 4.
Ninaruka hadi mstari wa 4.
And he says,
anasema hivi,
yet I hold this against you.
Lakini nina neno moja hili juu yako.
You have forsaken your first love.
Ya kwamba umewacha upendo wako wa kwanza.
Remember the height from which you have fallen.
Basi kumbuka ni wapi ulikoangukia.
Repent and do the things you used to do at first.
Ukatubu ukayafanya matendo ya kwanza uliyoyafanya.
If you do not repent.
Lakini usipotubu.
I will come to you.
Naja kwako.
And remove your lampstand.
Nami nitakiondoa kinara chako.
From its place.
Katika mahali pake.
And he goes on and on.
Na naendelea na kuendelea.
Another scripture.
Andiko lingine.
Chapter 2 verse 20.
Mlango wa pili mstari wa 20.
He says nevertheless.
Inasema lakini nina neno moja juu yako.
I have this against you.
Nina hili neno juu yako.
You tolerate the woman Jezebel.
Ya kwamba wamridhia yule mwanamke Yezebeli.
Who calls herself a prophetess.
Yeye ajiitaye nabii.
By her teaching.
Kwa mafundisho yake.
She misleads my servant.
Anawapoteza watumishi wangu.
Into sexual immorality.
Ili wazini kwa dhambi ya ngono.
And he goes on and on.
Na anaendelea na kuendelea.
For example chapter 3.
Kwa mfano mlango wa
verse 3.
Mstari wa tatu.
You can read the whole thing. Verse 2, for example.
Unaweza soma mstari wa pili kwa mfano.
He says, wake up.
Anasema uwe mwenye kukesha.
And strengthen what remains.
Ukayaimarisha mambo yaliyosalia.
And is about to die.
Ambayo yanataka kufa.
For I have not found your deeds complete in my sight.
Maana sikuona matendo yako kwa yametimilika mbele ya macho yangu.
In the sight of my God.
Mbele za Mungu wangu.
Remember therefore.
Basi kumbuka.
What you have received and heard.
Jinsi ulivyopokea na jinsi ulivyosikia.
Verse 4, for example, chapter 3.
Mstari wa 4 mlango wa 3 kwa mfano.
Yet you have a few people in Sardis.
Lakini unayo majina machache katika Sardis.
Who have not soiled their cloth.
Watu wasioyatia mavazi yao uchafu.
They will walk with me dressed in white.
Nao watakwenda pamoja nami hali wamevalia mavazi meupe.
Meaning they will walk with the Lamb of God.
Kumaanisha watatembea na mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
I was running to help you, Nairobi.
Nilikuwa nakimbia kuwasaidieni Nairobi.
God has helped me.
Bwana amenisaidia.
Oh, I love him so much.
Ah, nampenda sana.
I love you so much.
Nawapendeni sana sana.
When I see the way you have been deceived.
Wakati ninaona jinsi mlivyodanganywa.
My heart is cut with the blade.
Moyo wangu unakatwa kwa wembe.
When I see the way you have been deceived.
Wakati ninaona jinsi mlivyodanganywa.
By the false pastors.
Na wachungaji wa uongo.
The false apostles.
Mitume wa uongo.
The false prophets.
Na manabii wa uongo.
The false servants.
na watumishi wa uongo.
My heart breaks.
Moyo wangu wavunjika.
And I see big revival.
Na ninaona uvivio mkubwa.
Across every nation.
Kote kote kwa kila taifa.
We have millions of people receiving Jesus.
Tunao mamilioni ya watu wanaompokea Yesu.
In many nations.
Katika mataifa mengi.
Every nation.
Kila taifa.
When I finish this message,
wakati ninamaliza ujumbe huu,
the pastors and the bishops come out.
Wachungaji na maskofu hujitokeza.
And they say, I want to receive Jesus again.
Na wanasema nataka nimpokee huyu Yesu mara nyingine tena.
This message,
huu ujumbe,
has power to revive the church.
Unazo nguvu za kulivivia kanisa.
Time is over.
Wakati umekwisha.
The truth.
Ukweli
has come.
Umekuja.
To set you free.
Kuwaweka huru.
Nobody ever again.
Hakuna mtu tena awaye yule.
Will lie to you.
Atawai kuwadanganya.
That sow a seed.
Ya kwamba panda mbegu.
So your daughter may be healed.
Hivi kwamba binti yako aponywe.
Caroline Wanjiru.
Caroline Wanjiru.
Was 21 years old.
Alikuwa na miaka 21.
Until January 1st.
Hadi Januari tarehe moja.
2010.
Mwaka 2010.
She was blind for 21 years.
Alikuwa kipofu kwa kipindi cha miaka 21.
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
Nazo nguvu za Roho Mtakatifu.
Touched her.
Zilimguza.
And opened her eyes pop.
Na zikafungua macho yake pop.
And listen to what she said.
Nasikia jinsi alivyosema.
What she said is what killed me. That is what finished me.
Alichokisema ndicho kilichonimaliza.
She came to the altar running.
Alikuja kwa madhabahu akikimbia
mbio. Getting on the stairs.
Akipanda juu kwa ngazi.
And she's, you know, she used to walk like this.
Unajua alikuwa akitembea hivi.
With a stick.
Na ile fimbo.
And even now.
Na hata sasa.
She's seeing but in that position.
Bado anaona lakini bado kwa hiyo hali.
But she said.
Lakini alisema.
That damu la Yesu, the blood of Jesus.
Ya kwamba damu ya Yesu.
Is an injection.
Ni sindano.
Na dawa yake ni nyingi.
Na dawa yake ni nyingi sana.
That is what shocked me.
Hiyo ndio kilicho nimaliza.
I'd never known that.
Sikuwa nimewahi jua hiyo.
In that way.
Katika njia hiyo.
That it can be a sindano.
Ya kwamba inaweza kukua ni sindano.
Many blind, many deaf, we cannot count.
Watu many paralytics. Walikuwa vipofu, walikuwa viziwi, walikuwa wamepooza, hatuwezi hata kuhesabu.
Without taking a single penny.
Bila kupeleka hata ndururu moja.
How can you sell the blood of Jesus?
Je, unawezaje kuiuza damu ya Yesu?
Hasn't the truth arrived?
Je, si ukweli umefika?
That's why.
Ndio sababu.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
So you see that Revelation 1, 2, 3.
Waona kwamba kitabu cha Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa kwanza, wa pili na wa tatu.
He is talking to the church.
Analinenea kanisa.
And he sent the seven spirits.
Na anatuma roho saba.
And he's restoring the church.
Na analirejesha kanisa.
He's talking to the church.
Analinenea kanisa.
About her fall.
Kuhusu mwanguko wake.
He's talking to the church.
Analinenea kanisa.
About the need.
Kuhusu hitaji.
For her to return to holiness.
La kanisa kurejelea utakatifu.
To return to righteousness.
Kanisa kurejelea haki.
Revelation 1, 2, 3.
Ufunuo Yohana mlango wa kwanza, wa pili na wa tatu.
But when you come to Revelation chapter 4.
Lakini ukifika Ufunuo Yohana mlango wa 4.
Then he introduces.
Basi anatambulisha.
The throne of God.
Kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
Nairobi, you must understand this thing.
Nairobi, lazima muelewe haya mambo.
Because Jesus is coming to a mature bride.
Maana Yesu Kristo anamjia biarusi aliyekomaa.
Don't say the throne is too complicated.
Usiseme kiti cha enzi kina ugumu na utata mwingi.
I am summarizing it for you.
Ninawafanyieni muhtasari.
And it's going to be very easy.
Na inaenda kuwa rahisi kweli kweli.
Only the Holy Spirit.
Ni Roho Mtakatifu peke yake.
Can release wisdom unto the word of God.
Anaweza kuachilia hekima kwa neno la Mungu.
Can unveil the word of God.
Anaweza kulifunua neno la Mungu.
Pastors,
wachungaji.
I am not telling you to stop doing what you are doing.
Siwaambii mkomeshe kile ambacho mnafanya.
You can do what you want.
Unaweza fanya kile utakacho.
But let me tell you one thing.
Lakini hebu nikawaambie ni jambo moja.
The fact that Jesus gave the prophecy.
Hoja kwamba Yesu Kristo mwenyewe alitoa unabii.
In Matthew 24.
Katika Mathayo mtakatifu 24.
Mark 13.
Marko mtakatifu 13.
Luke 21.
Na Luka mtakatifu 21.
And then he gave John the revelation.
Alafu akampatia Yohana ufunuo wake.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
The Bible.
Biblia.
Is self-sufficient.
Inajitosheleza yenyewe.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
The Bible.
Biblia.
Interprets Bible.
Inatafsiri Biblia yenyewe.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
The Holy Spirit.
Roho Mtakatifu
is your best teacher.
Ndiye mwalimu wako bora zaidi.
I know you go to theological colleges.
Najua umeenda katika vyuo vikuu vya theolojia.
And you are taught financial management.
Na mumefundishwa jinsi ya kujimudu kifedha.
And you are told you must run a church as a business.
Na mmeambiwa jinsi ya kuliendeleza kanisa kama biashara.
But I'm here to tell you today.
Lakini niko hapa kuambieni hivi leo.
That is the lie of the devil.
Huo ni uongo wa shetani.
Only the Holy Spirit
ni Roho Mtakatifu peke yake
reveals about Jesus.
Anafunua kumuhusu Yesu
in the church of Christ.
Katika kanisa la Kristo.
You can get the doctorate what? Doctor. But let me tell you.
Unaweza kupata shahada za daktari ama udaktari, lakini hebu niwaambieni.
Let me tell you.
Hebu niwaambieni.
Only the Holy Spirit.
Ni Roho Mtakatifu peke yake.
Can reveal the word.
Anaweza kulifunua neno.
To the pastors.
Kwa wachungaji.
To the church.
Kwa kanisa.
To the nation.
Kwa taifa.
To this generation.
Kwa hiki kizazi.
Listen to this now.
Sikiza haya sasa.
Revelation chapter 4.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 4.
He introduces a throne.
Anatambuliza kiti cha enzi.
He introduces a throne.
Anatambuliza kiti cha enzi.
Revelation chapter 4.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 4.
And he says,
na anasema,
the throne of God.
Kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
I want you to know.
Nataka ujue.
That the Lord has brought me in front of his throne.
Ya kwamba Bwana amenileta mbele ya kiti chake cha enzi.
A few times.
Mara kadhaa.
And it is such an experience.
Nalo ni tukio kubwa sana.
It is such a mighty experience.
Ni tukio kubwa nzito sana.
Of awe and fear.
Ya kuogopesha na kuhofisha.
But listen to this.
Lakini sikiza haya.
And he says.
Na anasema.
At the throne of God.
Pale kwenye kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
There are four creatures.
Kunao viumbe wanne.
And he says the first one.
Na anasema wa kwanza.
The four living creatures.
Yule viumbe wanne walio hai.
The first one.
Yule wa kwanza wake.
He looks like a lion.
Ni kama simba.
The second one,
kiumbe wa pili,
he looks like an ox.
Anafanana na ng'ombe ndume fahali.
The third one,
watatu.
You remember how I was describing?
Unakumbuka jinsi nalivyokuwa nikielezea?
That he came.
Ya kwamba alikuja, akakuja.
And I was afraid.
Nami nikawa nimeogopa.
And he had the face of man.
Na alikuwa na uso wa binadamu.
The third one has a human face.
Kiumbe wa tatu ana uso wa binadamu.
Listen very, very carefully and write.
Sikiza kwa umakinifu zaidi sana kishaandika.
They have a serious prophetic implication.
Wanao maana ya kumaanisha sana katika hizi nyakati.
The fourth one.
Wa nne.
Is like an eagle.
Ni kama tai.
Listen.
Sikiza.
Revelation chapter 4.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 4.
He says the four living creatures.
Anasema viumbe wanne walio hai.
Are around the throne of God.
Wanakizingira kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
You will not get this anywhere. Take this one.
Hautapata hii mahali popote. Ipate hii, chukua
hii. I am so blessed.
Nimebarikiwa sana.
That finally I'm speaking to Nairobi.
Ya kwamba hatimaye ninanenea Nairobi.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
After that.
Baada ya hapo,
I am summarizing the book of Revelation.
Nifanya mutasari katika kitabu cha Ufunuo wa Yohana.
In the same chapter 4.
Katika mlango huo huo wa 4.
Then he introduces 24 other thrones.
Kisha anatambuliza viti vya enzi 24 vingine.
And he says,
Nana sema,
they surround the throne of God.
Vinazingira kiti cha enzi cha Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
I have seen those 24 thrones also.
Nimekwisha viona viti 24 vya enzi hivyo pia.
Surrounding the throne of God.
Ambavyo vinaizingira kiti cha enzi cha Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
And he says,
Nana sema,
there are 24 elders.
Kuna wazee 24
sitting on them.
Ambao wameviketia.
But listen to something important here.
Lakini sikiza kitu cha muhimu hapa.
He says,
anasema,
that when they worship Jehovah,
ya kwamba wakati wanapomwabudu Yehova,
they remove their crown,
wanaondoa taji virauni
vyao, and they lay them down,
wanaviweka chini,
and they worship Jehovah,
na wanamwabudu Yehova,
they lay down their crown,
wanaweka chini virauni vyao.
What is the meaning of a crown?
Je, maana ya kirauni ni nini?
The crown.
Kirauni.
It represents.
Inaashiria.
Your achievement.
Kufanikiwa kwako.
What you have garnered, what you have gained.
Kila ambacho umekusanya, kila ambacho
umepata. What you have earned.
Kila ambacho umepata.
And you begin to understand.
Na unaanza kuelewa.
Just in a short, kwa muhtasari.
Kwa muhtasari tu.
In passing, I don't want to fail to mention this.
Katika mutasari kwa kupitia sitaki kukosa kutaja hii.
Remember, Revelation chapter 6 is where I am targeting.
Kumbuka ufunuo Yohana mlango wa sita, hapo ndipo ninapolenga shabaha.
That is where John wrote.
Hapo ndipo Yohana alipoandika.
The interpretation.
Tafsiri.
Of the Mount of Olives prophecy.
Ya unabii wa mlima wa mizeituni.
But as I'm going through this, I want to mention some tenets.
Lakini wakati ule ninapopitia hapo, ningependa ni
listen.
Sikiza.
They lay down their crown.
Wanaweka chini virauni vyao.
As they worship Jehovah.
Wanapomwabudu Jehovah.
My question to you, the church in Nairobi.
Swali langu kwako wewe kanisa la Nairobi.
Je, have you laid down your crown?
Umeweka chini kirauni chako.
As you worship Jehovah.
Unapomwabudu Jehovah.
And the answer is no.
Jibu ni la hasha.
And it's very sad.
Na inahuzunisha zaidi.
Because even in the church today.
Ya kwamba hata kanisani leo hii.
Not only has she worshipped with a crown.
Si kwamba tu kanisa limeabudu na kirauni chake.
But the world.
Lakini pia ulimwengu.
The devil.
Shatani.
Has also given the church some crowns.
Pia imepatia kanisa virauni vingine.
Best pastor of the year.
Mchungaji,
best apostle.
Mchungaji bora zaidi wa mwaka.
Best manager. Best business pastor.
Meneja aliye bora zaidi. Mchungaji aliye bora kwa biashara.
You have received crowns from the world.
Mepokea virauni kutoka kwa ulimwengu.
From the devil.
Kutoka kwa shetani.
And as I pass through this chapter.
Na ninapopitia huu mlango.
The instruction is very clear.
Maagizo yako wazi bayana kabisa.
Lay down your crown.
Weka chini virauni vyenu.
And worship the Lamb.
Na umwabudu mwana kondo.
And God Almighty.
Na Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
That is the way to worship.
Hiyo ndiyo njia ya kuabudu.
And he says.
Na anasema.
They lay their crowns down.
Wanaweka chini virauni vyao.
Chapter 5.
Mlango wa tano.
Revelation.
Ufunuo wa Yohana.
Listen to this, very important.
Sikiza haya, muhimu sana.
In chapter 5.
Katika mlango wa tano.
I am full of joy.
Nimejawa na furaha tele.
Because finally I can release it to the church.
Maana hatimaye naweza kuiachilia kwa kanisa.
Then I can go wash my hands.
Kisha naweza kuenda na kuosha mikono yangu.
Because I will go to the Father.
Maana nitamwendea Baba.
On my knees.
Kwa magoti yangu.
And tell him, Lord.
Na nimwambie Bwana.
Faithfully.
Kwa uaminifu.
As you gave.
jinsi ulivyopeana.
I have given them.
Nimewapatia.
Now they have power to enter the kingdom of God.
Sasa wana uwezo wa kuingia katika ufalme wa Mungu.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
In Revelation chapter 5.
Katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 5.
He introduces a scroll.
Anatambulisha gombo.
This is very critical in this dispensation.
Hii ni nyeti sana katika majira haya.
He introduces a scroll.
Anatambulisha gombo.
And what does he say?
Na anasemaje?
He says,
anasema,
the Father seated on the throne.
Baba akiwa ameketi kwa kiti cha enzi.
On his right hand side.
Kwa mkono wake wa kulia.
He seated the Lamb of God.
Ameketi mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
But on his right hand.
Lakini kwa mkono wake wa kulia.
Is a scroll.
Kuna logombo.
The scroll of Jehovah.
Gombo la Jehovah.
Listen very carefully.
Sikiza kwa umakini zaidi.
And he says.
Na anasema.
That scroll.
Hilo gombo.
Has seven seals.
Linayo mihuri saba.
This is the most important place in today's message.
Hapa ndipo mahali pa muhimu zaidi katika ujumbe wa hivi leo.
That scroll.
Hilo gombo.
Is sealed.
Limefunikwa.
With seven seals.
Na mihuri saba.
And yet.
Na ili hali.
A crisis develops.
Utata unapatikana.
A distress.
Na kuna dhiki.
A distress develops when you read chapter 5.
Na dhiki inakuweka unaposoma mlango huo wa 5.
What is the distress?
Na je, dhiki hiyo ni ipi?
A distress consumes heaven.
Dhiki inaiteketeza bingu yote.
And they begin to distress.
Na wanaanza kuugua.
They begin to panic.
Wanaanza kuhangaika.
Asking.
Wakiuliza.
Who shall open the scroll?
Je, ni nani atakayelifungua gombo?
Who shall break the seals of the scroll?
Je, ni nani atakayevunja mihuri ya gombo?
Who is worthy?
Ni nani aliyestahili?
To touch the scroll.
Kuliguza hilo gombo.
And break its seal.
Na kuivunja mihuri yake.
Why was there distress in heaven?
Kwa nini kulikuweko na dhiki kote binguni?
You can let me allow me to keep repeating this. Don't feel bad about me.
Niruhusu niendelee kurudia sana kuhusu haya, usikwasike usikasirike
na. Anyhow, I love you in the name of Jesus.
Maana hata hivyo nawapendeni katika jina la Yesu.
But what I'm telling you.
Lakini kile niwaambiacho.
This is the key.
Hii ndio ufunguo.
For entry into the kingdom of God.
Ya kuingia katika ufalme wa Mungu.
Because
kwa sababu,
you begin to realize
unaanza kutambua,
that the reason they panicked,
ya kwamba sababu iliyofanya wahangaike,
that who can open the seal,
ya kwamba je, ni nani awezaye kuifungua mihuri,
is because inside the scroll,
ni kwa sababu ndani ya hiyo gombo,
is hidden the secret,
imefichika siri,
the interpretation,
tafsiri,
the translation.
Utafusiri.
Inside the scroll.
Ndani ya hilo gombo.
Is hidden the revelation.
Imefichika ufunuo.
Of what Jesus was saying.
Wa kile ambacho Yesu alikuwa akisema.
On the Mount of Olives.
Katika mlima wa Mizeituni.
Listen very carefully.
Sikiza kwa umakini.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
Just when they were just about to begin weeping.
Wakati walikuwa tu karibu kuanza kulia na kuombolea.
He said, hey.
Akasema, hey.
Don't weep.
Musilie.
For the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Kwa sababu simba wa kabila la Yuda.
The root of David.
Shina la Daudi.
He has triumphed.
Ameshinda.
And is worthy.
Na amestahili.
To touch the scroll.
Kulichukua gombo.
And break his seals.
Na kuvunja mihuri yake.
Wow. The lion of the tribe of Judah.
Simba wa kabila la Yuda.
Is now worthy.
Sasa amestahili.
And able.
Na anawezo.
To break the seven seals.
Wa kufungua mihuri saba.
Then you begin to understand.
Basi unaanza kuelewa.
That what if the lion of the tribe of Judah.
ya kwamba iwapo simba huyu wa kabila la Yuda,
the root of David,
ambaye ni shina la Daudi,
is the only one who is worthy,
yeye pekee ndiye aliyestahili,
to break the seals of the straw,
kufungua mihuri ya hilo gombo.
Then,
basi,
what is written in the scroll?
Kile kilichoandikwa katika hilo gombo
must surely have everything to do with the cross at Calvary.
Kwa hakika lazima iwe na yote kuhusiana na msalaba wa Calvary.
Because only the lion of the tribe of Judah,
kwa sababu ni simba wa kabila la Yuda peke yake,
went to the cross at Calvary.
Alienda kwa msalaba wa Calvary.
And was crucified.
Na akasulubishwa.
And shed blood.
Akamwaga damu yake.
Then you begin to understand.
Basi unaanza kuelewa.
Even you pastors listening in Tanzania.
Hata nyinyi wachungaji mnaosikiza kule Tanzania.
And pastors all over the Rift Valley.
Na wachungaji kote kote katika bonde la Ufa.
Nyanza Western.
Nyanza mkoa magharibi.
Uganda up to Bugiri.
Na Uganda mpaka Bugiri.
You begin to understand.
Unaanza kuelewa.
That what is written in that scroll.
Ya kwamba kile kilichoandikwa katika hilo gombo.
Must have something to do.
Lazima iwe na kitu kuhusiana na
about the redemption of mankind,
na kuhusiana na ukombozi wa mwanadamu.
You begin to understand,
unaanza kuelewa,
that inside that scroll,
ya kwamba ndani ya hilo gombo,
the secret of God,
siri za Mungu,
on redemption,
kuhusiana na ukombozi,
are inscribed,
zimeandikwa papo.
But listen to me.
Lakini nisikize.
Redemption is not complete.
Ukombozi haujakamilika.
Redemption.
Ukombozi.
Has never been completed.
Haijawahi kukamilika.
Redemption.
Ukombozi.
That Jesus brought on the cross.
Ambayo Yesu kauleta katika msalaba.
Is not complete.
Haijakamilika.
Until.
Hadi.
One day.
Siku moja,
the church,
kanisa,
enters the kingdom of God.
Itaingia katika ufalme wa Mungu.
What is the use?
Je, ni maana gani?
For you to celebrate the cross.
Kwako wewe kusherekea msalaba.
And then miss heaven.
Alafu kisha ukose binguni.
The devil will laugh again at Jesus.
Shetani atamchekelea Yesu mara nyingine tena.
I want you to understand these things very well.
Nataka uelewe mambo haya vyema kabisa.
I see some of your pastors misleading you.
Ninaona baadhi ya wachungaji wenu wakiwapotosheni.
For there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Maana sasa hakuna kuhukumika ndani ya wale walio ndani ya Kristo Yesu.
Be careful.
Chunga sana.
When somebody covers you with such a blanket statement.
Wakati mtu anafunika na sentensi au matamshi ya kiblanketi ya jinsi hiyo.
Ah, don't worry.
Ah, usijali.
Jesus finished it at Calvary.
Yesu alimaliza pale Calvary.
And then.
Halafu.
You end up with Christians.
Unamalizikia na Wakristo.
In Nairobi.
Hapa Nairobi.
When you look at the way their lives are.
Wakati unatazama jinsi mtindo wa maisha yao ulivyo.
Just the dressing alone.
Yani mtindo wa kuvalia peke yake.
And you see they are walking naked in the street.
Na unaona wanatembea uchi tuputupu kwenye mitaa.
And the Muslims dress even holier than the Christians.
Na Waislamu wanavalia kwa njia ya utakatifu hata zaidi kuliko Wakristo.
The Hindus that worship idols wood dress better than the church.
Wahindi wanaoabudu miungu, wanaabudu mbao miti, wanavalia vyema zaidi hata kuliko kanisa.
There is need for spiritual growth.
Kuna hitaji ya kukua katika kiroho.
That you may reach the full height.
Ya kwamba mkafike utimilifu kamilifu.
The maturity of Christ Jesus.
Ukamilifu ukomavu wa Kristo Yesu.
But listen, precious people.
Lakini sikiza watu wa dhamani.
I want to move to the content of the scroll.
Nataka niende kwa maelezo au kilichomo ndani ya gombo.
Revelation chapter 6.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 6.
That is where we are going to read now.
Hapo ndipo tuendapo kupasoma sasa hivi.
And today your eyes will open.
Na leo hii macho yenu yatafunguka.
The spiritual eyes.
Macho ya kiroho.
That you may understand.
Ya kwamba mupate kuelewa.
What Jesus was saying on the Mount of Olives.
Kile ambacho Yesu alikuwa akisema katika mlima wa Mizeituni.
Look at what he says in Revelation chapter 6.
Tazama anavyosema katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wake wa 6.
Verse 1.
Mstari wa kwanza.
My title says the seals.
Sasa kichwa changu chasema mihuri.
And he says,
na anasema,
I watched as the Lamb open the first of the seven seals.
Kisha nikaona napo mwana kondoo alipofungua moja ya zile mihuri saba.
Then I heard one of the four living creatures say,
kisha nikasikia mmoja wa wale wenye uhai wanne akisema,
in a voice like thunder,
kama kwa sauti ya ngurumo,
come,
njoo.
I looked and there before me,
nikaona natazama mbele zangu,
was a white horse,
farasi mweupe.
Its rider held a bow.
Na yeye aliyempanda ana uta.
If I were you, I would underline bow.
Kama ningalikuwa wewe, ningepigilia mstari hilo neno uta.
And its rider held a bow.
Na yeye aliyempanda ana uta.
And he was given a crown.
Akapewa taji.
And he rode out as a conqueror, bent on conquest.
Naye akatoka ali akishinda tena apate kushinda.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
That is the first seal opened.
Huo ni muhuri wa kwanza uliofunguliwa.
I want to take one by one.
Nataka nichukue moja baada ya mwingine.
There are seven seals on the scroll.
Ipo mihuri saba katika gombo hilo.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
Today,
leo,
I am going to reveal to you,
ninaenda kuwafunulieni,
that only the first four,
ya kwamba ni ya kwanza miine peke yake,
are important to the church.
Ndio ya muhimu kwa kanisa.
Let me repeat this, pastors.
Tena hebu nirudie haya wachungaji.
And people in Nairobi.
Na watu walioko Nairobi.
There are seven seals.
Kunayo mihuri saba.
But only the first four.
Lakini ni mihuri ya kwanza ine peke yake.
Are most critical to the church today.
Ndio nyeti na muhimu kwa kanisa hivi leo.
If you will catch this,
kama utashika hii,
then nothing can stop you from entering the kingdom of God.
Basi hakuna kitu kitakomesha kuingia katika ufalme wa Mungu.
Look at this.
Tazama haya.
He says,
asema,
when the Lamb opened the first seal,
wakati mwana kondoo alipofungua muhuri wa kwanza,
then came forth,
kisha akatokea,
a white horse,
farasi mweupe,
with a rider,
na mpandaji wake.
If you listen to me carefully, you'll understand.
Ukinisikiliza kwa makini utaelewa.
And his rider,
naye mpandaji wake,
he has a crown,
ana kirauni,
on a white horse,
na kwa amempanda farasi mweupe.
And then,
halafu,
he has a bow,
anao uta,
which means he has arrows here.
Kumaanisha anayo mishale hapa.
The next thing,
kitu kifuatacho,
he comes out,
anajitokeza naenda,
as a conqueror,
kama mshindi.
Look at this.
Tazama hii.
Look at me.
Nitazame.
He comes out,
anajitokeza,
as a conqueror,
kama mshindi,
bent on conquest,
alotaka kushinda.
He wants to conquer everything,
anataka ashinde kila kitu.
And if you look at the definition of conquest,
na ukiangalia hiyo maelezeo ya kushinda,
the meaning of bent on conquest,
maana ya hilo neno alotaka kushinda,
which means,
kumaanisha,
he is not ready.
Yeye hayuko tayari.
He will not accept.
Hata kubali kamwe.
Anything less than victory.
Kitu chochote ambacho si ushindi.
Wow, Nairobi.
Wow, Nairobi.
Listen very carefully now.
Sikiliza kwa umakinifu sasa.
Very, very carefully.
Kwa umakinifu zaidi.
When Jesus comes,
wakati Yesu aja,
he comes on the white horse.
Anakuja kwa farasi mweupe.
Tomorrow we are going to discuss the vision of November 1.
Kesho tunaenda kuelezea maono ya Novemba tarehe moja.
When at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Wakati saa 9 kamili za usiku.
In the direction facing east.
Katika mwelekeo uelekeao mashariki.
I saw the visions of the Lord.
Naliyaona maono ya Bwana.
And in that vision he opened heaven.
Na katika hayo maono alifungua bingu.
Into a dark sky.
Katika anga iliyo yenye giza.
There was total darkness over the earth and the sky.
Kulikuwa na giza totoro kwenye anga na pia hapa duniani.
And then the glory of the Lord began to pour out.
Alafu utukufu wa Bwana ukaanza kumiminika huko.
Into the sky.
Katika anga.
Changing the countenance of the sky.
Ukibadilisha mkao wa anga.
The appearance of the sky.
Kuonekana kwa anga.
Sura yake ikibadilika.
Sura yake ikabadilika kabisa.
And I saw the glory of God now changing the sky.
Na nikaona utukufu wa Bwana ukibadilisha anga sasa.
From darkness to light.
Kutoka kwa giza totoro mpaka kwa mwangaza.
And then all of a sudden.
Alafu ghafla tu.
Two golden wedding rings.
Pete mbili za dhahabu za harusi.
Very glorious.
Za utukufu kweli kweli.
Were lowered into that entrance.
Zikashushwa kwenye hicho kiingilio.
And then the father began to tilt them like this.
Alafu baba akaanza kuzipindua pindua hivi.
He wanted me to see all the decoration.
Alikuwa anataka mimi nijione mapambo yote.
I bring it in now.
Naleteni hapa sasa.
That you may understand.
Ili upate kuelewa.
That conversation.
Ya kwamba hayo mazungumzo.
That the Lord had with me on November 1.
Ambayo Bwana alikuwa nayo nami tarehe 1 mwezi wa November.
On the wedding ring.
Kuhusiana na pete za harusi.
That are placed in the sky.
Ambayo zimewekwa katika anga.
At the door, the entrance to heaven that he opened.
Katika mlango kiingilio cha mbinguni ambacho alikifungua.
That talks about the wedding of the Lamb of God.
Hiyo inanena kuhusu harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
I told you.
Niliwaambia.
There is nothing the Lord speaks about.
Hakuna kitu ambacho Bwana ananena kukihusu.
That you don't find in the Bible.
Usichokipata katika Biblia takatifu.
And that wedding of the Lamb.
Na hiyo harusi ya mwana kondoo.
Is celebrated in Revelation 19.
Inasherehekewa katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 19.
And then after the wedding of the Lamb.
Alafu baada ya harusi ya mwana kondoo.
7 years from there.
Miaka saba baada ya hapo.
You can literally count.
Unaweza kuhesabu kihalisia.
The Lord comes back to Jerusalem.
Bwana arudi tena Yerusalemu.
But this time.
Lakini wakati huu.
On a white horse.
Akiwa amempanda farasi mweupe.
Precious people.
Watu wa zamani.
Real quickly.
Kwa haraka zaidi.
Turn with me to Revelation 19.
Geuka pamoja nami kwa ufunuo wa Yohana 19.
Today you are going to understand the book of Revelation.
Leo unaenda kuelewa kitabu cha ufunuo wa Yohana.
Summarize for you.
Ukiwa amefanyiwa muhtasari wake.
For free of charge, my
bure,
precious sons and daughters.
Bure bure kabisa wanangu na mabinti zangu wa zamani.
We don't have time to preach money.
Hatuna wakati wa kuhubiri pesa.
Every moment we get.
Kila wakati tunaopata.
We have to prepare the church.
Inabidi tuliandae kanisa.
There is so much to teach.
Kuna mengi sana ya kufundisha.
I wonder why pastors.
Mimi nashangani kwa nini wachungaji.
Would be reading books of psychologists.
Wanajisomea vitabu vya wanasaikolojia.
Would be studying things about philosophy.
Wanasomea mambo ya falsafa na filosofia.
There is so much to prepare the church with.
Kuna mengi sana ya kuliandaa kanisa kwayo.
And the Bible is the final authority.
Nayo Biblia ndiyo mamlaka ambayo ni ya mwisho.
Revelation 19.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 19.
Verses 6 to verse 9.
Mstari wa 6 hadi wa 9.
Is the wedding of the Lamb.
Harusi ya mwana kondoo.
But verse 11.
Lakini mstari wa 11.
He says,
yasema,
I saw heaven standing open.
Kisha nikaziona bingu zimefunuka.
And there before me was a white horse.
Natazama farasi mweupe.
Again, there before me was a white horse.
Natazama mbele zangu farasi mweupe.
Whose rider is called Faithful and True.
Na yeye aliyempanda aitwaye mwaminifu na wa kweli.
With justice he judges.
Na kwa haki ahukumu.
And makes war.
Na kufanya vita.
His eyes are like blazing fire.
Na macho yake yalikuwa kama mwali wa moto.
And on his head.
Na juu ya kichwa chake.
Are many crowns.
Vilemba vingi vipo.
He has a name written on him.
Naye ana jina lililoandikwa kwaye.
That no one knows.
Asilo lijua mtu.
But he himself.
Ila yeye mwenyewe.
He is dressed.
Na amevalia.
In a robe dipped in blood.
Vazi lililochovyo katika damu.
And his name is the word of God.
Na jina lake aitwa neno la Mungu.
The armies of heaven are following him.
Na majeshi yaliyo binguni wakamfuata.
Dressed in fine linen.
Wamevalia nguo nyeupe.
White and clean.
Safi na ing'arayo.
Listen to me now.
Nisikize sasa.
Finally,
hatimaye,
I see Jesus.
Namuona Yesu.
Finally,
hatimaye,
I see the Messiah.
Namuona Masihi.
When the wedding of the Lamb has come,
wakati harusi ya mwanakondoo imekuja,
and he has taken the bride, his bride,
naye amemchukua bi harusi wake,
into the wedding supper of the Lamb,
katika karamu ya harusi ya mwanakondoo.
I will share on the wedding feast of the Lamb.
Nitanena kuhusu karamu ya harusi ya mwanakondoo.
The vision he showed me on July 29.
Maono alionionyesha pale July 29.
When we were in South Africa, Johannesburg,
wakati tulikuwa Afrika Kusini kule Johannesburg,
we were waiting for the next day flight to cross the ocean.
Tulikuwa tunangojea ndege ya siku ifuatayo ili tukavuke bahari.
And we didn't have enough money to enter the airport hotel.
Na hatukuwa na pesa za kutosha kuingia katika hoteli ya kule kwenye kituo cha ndege.
So we asked for permission.
Kwa hivyo tukaomba ruhusa.
If we can sleep on the floor.
Kama tunaweza kulala angaa kwenye sakafu.
And they say, do it now.
Na wakasema fanya hivyo sasa.
But don't get used to it.
Lakini usizoelee hivyo.
And right on that floor.
Na papo hapo pale kwenye sakafu.
Jehovah came and spoke with me.
Jehovah akaja na akanena pamoja nami.
And I saw the visions of the Lord.
Nami nikayaona maono ya Bwana.
The release of the pale horse. Tomorrow we'll discuss it.
Kuachiliwa kwa farasi wa kijivujivu na hapo kesho tutaona.
And so I wondered.
Na kwa hivyo nikashangaa.
And understood.
Na nikaelewa.
Why Jesus used to go on the rock.
Ni kwa nini Yesu Kristo alikuwa akiendea mwamba.
On the Mount of Olives.
Katika mlima wa mizeituni.
To sleep and rest.
Kulala na kupumzika.
And there the Holy Spirit used to minister to him.
Na pale pale Roho Mtakatifu alikuwa akimhudumia.
And there were so many expensive hotels in Jerusalem.
Na kulikuwa na mahoteli ya bei ghali ya viwango vijuu nyingi kule Yerusalemu.
And I wondered.
Na nikashangaa.
If I had gone to Intercontinental.
Kama ningalienda katika hoteli ya Intercontinental.
If I had gone to Hilton Hotel.
Kama ningaliingia katika hoteli ya Hilton.
Would I have seen the visions of the Lord?
Je, ningeona hayo maono ya Bwana?
I wondered.
Nilishangaa sana.
I wondered.
Nilishangaa sana.
And I understood.
Na kisha nikaelewa.
The ways of God.
Njia za Bwana.
Even deeper.
Hata kwa kiundani zaidi.
But now listen to this.
Lakini sasa sikiza haya.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
In Revelation chapter 6.
Katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 6.
When the first seal is broken.
Wakati muhuri wa kwanza unapofunguliwa.
A rider of the white horse.
Mpanda farasi mweupe
is released.
Anaachiliwa.
In Revelation chapter 19.
Katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 19.
The rider of the white horse.
Mpanda farasi mweupe
is released.
Anaachiliwa.
Who of these?
Je, ni nani kati ya hawa?
Is Jesus.
Ndiye Kristo Yesu.
The one on Revelation 19.
Yeye aliye katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 19.
Is the faithful and true.
Yeye ndiye mwaminifu na wa kweli.
His name is the word of God.
Jina lake ndiye neno la Mungu.
But this one in Revelation chapter 6.
Lakini huyu aliye katika ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 6.
He is not Jesus.
Huyo siye Yesu.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because.
Kwa sababu.
He comes.
Anakuja.
And he wants to look like Jesus.
Na anataka afanane na Yesu.
He wants to look like the Messiah.
Anataka afanane na Masihi.
He wears a crown.
Yeye ana kirauni.
He's on a white horse.
Amempanda farasi mweupe.
And then.
Halafu.
He has a bow.
Ana uta.
I told you, underline the bow.
Niliwaambia, pigilia mstari hilo neno uta.
He has a bow.
Ana uta.
Which means he has arrows.
Kumaanisha ana mishale.
And what you should do as a church.
Na kile unastahili kufanya kama kanisa.
As a pastor.
Kama mchungaji.
As the Christians in Nairobi.
Kama wakristo wa maeneo haya ya Nairobi.
Is to ask him.
Ni kumuuliza.
Hey.
Hey.
Why do you look like the Messiah?
Kwa nini wewe unafanana na Mesihi?
Hey.
Hey.
If you are the Messiah.
Kama wewe kweli ni Masia.
Where is your sword?
Uwapi upanga wako?
Hey.
Hey.
Why do you want to resemble the Messiah?
Ni kwa nini unataka kufanana na Masihi?
If you are really the Messiah.
Kama wewe kwa hakika ndiye Masihi.
Why are you having those arrows?
Ni kwa nini
you want to injure us? You want to punish us?
Ni kwa nini umebeba hiyo mishale? Unataka kutujeruhi? Unataka kutuumiza?
Let me interpret to you.
Hebu ni watafsirieni.
Hey!
Hey!
Why do you want to conquer us and you are not the Messiah?
Kwa nini unataka utushinde na ili hali wewe si Mesihi?
Listen to me.
Nisikize.
When Jesus was seated on the Mount of Olives.
Wakati Yesu alipokuwa ameketi pale kwa mlima wa Mizeituni.
They came to him privately. Privately.
Walimkujia yeye faragani kisiri peke yao.
And he did this.
Na alifanya hivi.
Make sure nobody deceives you. Do you hear me? Be careful. Make sure nobody deceives you. Some will come and say, I am the Christ. Don't believe him.
Hakikisheni asije mtu akawadanganya. Ninyi hapa, mtu asije akawadanganya. Wengi watakuja wakidai eti mimi ndiye Kristo. Msimwamini, asiwadanganye.
Talking to the disciples.
Akiwanenea wanafunzi wake.
Talking to the elect of God.
Akinenea wateule wa Bwana.
Talking to the Christian.
Akiwanenea wa Kristo.
Talking to the church.
Akilinenea kanisa.
Warning them about the dispensation of deception.
Akiwaonya kuhusiana na majira ya udanganyifu.
That is coming.
Ambayo yanakuja.
Listen to this.
Sikizaya.
The word deceive, 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 deceive.
Hili neno, danganya, 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 danganya.
I told you to underline it.
Niliwaambia lipigilie mustari.
In Matthew 24.
Katika Mathayo mtakatifu 24.
The name of the rider of the white horse.
Jina la mpanda farasi huyu mweupe.
That comes out.
Ambaye anajitokeza.
When the first of the seven seals is broken.
Wakati ule muhuri wa kwanza kati ya ile saba unapofunguliwa.
His name is deception.
Jina lake ni udanganyifu.
Listen to me.
Nisikize.
What does he bring to the church?
Analeta nini kwenye kanisa?
He brings spiritual deception to the church.
Analeta udanganyifu wa kiroho kwa kanisa.
That's why.
Ndio sababu.
He's here.
You hapa.
And he wants to look like the Messiah.
Na anataka,
crown, crown.
Anataka afanane na Masihi. Taji yake, taji ya Mesihi huko.
White horse, white horse.
Farasi mweupe huko.
Coming to conquer, going to conquer.
Anakuja kushinda, yule yuacha kushinda.
When the white horse is released.
Wakati farasi mweupe anachiliwa.
When the first of the four apocalyptic horsemen are released.
Wakati yule mpanda farasi wa kwanza, kati ya wapanda farasi wa nne wa nyakati za unabii wa mwisho anapoachiliwa.
He brings deception to the church.
Analeta udanganyifu kwa kanisa.
How does he do this?
Je, anafanyaje hivi?
He brings false Christianity to the church.
Analeta ukristo wa uongo kwa kanisa.
In other words, modern Christianity.
Kwa maneno mengine, ukristo wa kisasa kwa kanisa.
My daughter.
Binti wangu.
Dress well.
Wepa vizuri.
Ah, the Bible says.
Ah, Biblia inasema.
That God does not look at our dressing.
Ya kwamba Mungu hatazami mavazi yetu.
He only looks at our heart.
Ya natazama tu mioyo yetu.
My daughter.
Binti wangu.
Stop compromising the grace.
Wachana kupatana na dhambi katika hii kipindi cha neema.
Stop abusing the grace.
Wacha kutumia vibaya na kutukana neema.
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
Those who are in Christ Jesus.
Wale walio katika Kristo Yesu.
We have liberty.
Tunao uhuru.
My son.
Mwanangu.
Stop lusting at women.
Wachana na kutamani wanawake.
You are legalistic.
Wewe umejawa na sheria.
You are legalistic.
Wewe umejawa na sheria sana.
You are in the Old Testament.
Uko katika ile magano ya kale.
We are in the new dispensation of the grace.
Sisi tuko katika majira mapya ya neema.
My son.
Mwanangu.
Stop drinking alcohol.
Wachana na kukunywa pombe na ulevi.
This is 2010.
Huu ni mwaka 2010.
We are a modern church.
Sisi ni kanisa la kisasa.
Even Paul said.
Hata Paulo akasema.
A little alcohol is good for your stomach.
Pombe kidogo ni nzuri kwa ajili ya tumbo lako.
They use the word.
Wanalitumia neno.
He uses the Bible.
Anatumia Biblia.
To confuse the Christian.
Kuchanganyisha wa Kristo.
And he said.
Na anasema,
many false prophets.
Manabii wengi wa uongo.
They would come.
Watakuja.
And the love of most.
Na upendo wa wengi.
Will wax cold.
Utapoa.
The love of most.
Na upendo wa wengi.
Will wax cold.
Utapoa.
And the love of most.
Na upendo wa wengi.
Will wax cold.
Utapoa.
Hallelujah. We are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour, and you've been listening to the mighty prophet, Dr. David Awar, share the revelation straight from heaven in the Bible on the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. In this evening's segment, this is part two of the white horse. He's been defined, exposed, and detailed as the horse of deception, the one that has a crown like the Messiah, a white horse like the Messiah, goes to conquer and conquer like the Messiah. But this horse of Revelation chapter 6 is not the Messiah. He's designed to mimic and deceive as though he were the Messiah. This is exactly what our Lord and Savior warned us about explicitly and repeatedly in the Gospels, and specifically in Matthew chapter 24, when he took the 12 apostles aside privately and warned them about deception. Likewise, the mighty apostle Paul, in the letters to Timothy and the pastoral letters, talks about the latter day deception of the end times. And again, we find also in Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 12, that the righteous will grow more righteous, yet the wicked will continue to grow more wicked. The dispensation of grace and the abuse of grace is one of the tools, one of the primary tools of this deception that's entered in the house of the Lord all over the United States and really globally, no doubt about it. It's been a global deception. And the church, as a result, has moved away from the righteousness and holiness of the Lord. These are the standards of the Lord that the church has tried to modernize. And so we see today holiness graded on a curve, but we know the Lord's holiness, he does not grade on a curve. There is a zero tolerance for sin, and that's worth repeating, a zero tolerance for sin. That's why the Lord sent the Messiah, so that we have the blood of the Lamb to cover our sins and to overcome sin by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit. And when we look around today, we can see how effective the horse, the white horse of deception, the first scroll that's clearly already been open for some time now and has gone about deceiving the church, not those that are on another path. Those that are being led astray are those in the house of the Lord, those that call upon the name of the Lord. We see clearly in Matthew chapter 4 the enemy quoting scriptures to none other than the Messiah himself. It's in the Bible. This is not a new tactic. We find it from Genesis to Revelation. In Genesis, you will find it in the Garden of Eden, where the enemy and the serpent is quoting the Lord. Again, in Matthew chapter 4, and in many other places throughout the scripture, and that's exactly what's entered the house today, the house of the Lord throughout the United States, deception in the globe in such a way that the word is being diluted, and the word is being quoted, and it's being swizzled in unholiness and unrighteousness, and is causing the church to abuse the grace of the Lord. And then you will hear terms swung about such as, well, if you're walking in righteousness and holiness, that's too legalistic. We don't need to do that because we have so much grace, and there are multi-million dollar empires built upon what is nothing less than lawlessness. One scripture for consistency, and we'll see the scriptures are extremely consistent, and our Lord is. We find it from Genesis to Revelation. That the revival that we're seeing globally is a repentance revival. Many have been deceived, have abused the grace of the Lord, have worshipped other gods unknowingly. And so now we have the opportunity to repent, to turn away from those sins, to reform our way. And we find in Ezekiel chapter 18, the entire chapter of Ezekiel 18, in fact, is a repentance chapter. This is consistent with the Gospel of John. This is consistent with Christ also teaching repentance. This is consistent with Paul's letters through the mighty Holy Spirit that we see as an example in Galatians 5 and all throughout the scriptures. And we'll start with Ezekiel chapter 18 at verse 21. But if a wicked person turns away from all the sins they have committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, that person will surely live. They will not die. None of the offenses they have committed will be remembered against them. Because of the righteous things they have done, they will live. Verse 23, Ezekiel chapter 18. Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the sovereign Lord? Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? Verse 24, this is the target verse. This is the verse that has left the church. This is the foundation of repentance and why we need the repentance revival in the United States, and why it is the Joel 2:28 end time revival is a repentance revival. Verse 24. But if a righteous person turns from their righteousness and commits sin and does the same detestable things the wicked person does, will they live? None of the righteous things that person has done will be remembered. Because of the unfaithfulness they are guilty of, And because of the sins they have committed, they will die. This is the same lawlessness when Christ says, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." And of course, the logical mind will retort in verse 25, "Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear, you Israelites, is my way unjust? Is it not your ways that are unjust? If a righteous person turns from their righteousness and commits sin, they will die for it because of the sin they have committed. They will die. But if a wicked person turns away from the wickedness they have committed and does what is just and right, they will save their life." And so we see the consistency of repentance throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. 5 of the 7 churches in the book of Revelation were commanded, not suggested, don't think about it, don't plan for it, commanded to repent. And so it is today. The righteousness of the Lord, the standards of the Lord, the holiness of the Lord change not. And Ezekiel chapter 18 is the solid foundation scripture that we see within the Bible that the mighty prophet would quote from, as well as the mighty apostle Paul, that all were familiar with, that the standards of the Lord change not. And yet we've reached a place now of deception where we say, oh, it's okay because we have so much grace. Or, you know, that's a little bit too legalistic. We've diluted the gospel. We've diluted the holiness of the Lord. We've actually brought the Lord down to the standards of man. And this is part of the massive deception. And we have forgotten that all of heaven flees at the judgment seat of Christ. We have forgotten Leviticus chapter 10, that we are approach the Lord, for he is holy. So we approach the Lord in holiness. That's Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3. Pastor Jose, if you're still with us, this is a very powerful life-changing message, as there are those throughout the United States that have first heard this. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible in many, many places, and yet because of the deception, the church has been unaware. She's been led down another path. What has the Lord placed on your heart this evening with this message, Pastor Jose?
Amen, Pastor Lou, Pastor Nilda, and all the precious saints of the Lord that are tuned in. This is a very powerful message, as we've heard, and we are seeing the book of Revelation revealed. In other words, to this last generation, which we are. I know there's many that will deny this, but all we have to do is take a look at the world's news. The world is crumbling before our eyes. The economic system is collapsing. Homosexuality has broken out rampantly throughout the globe, especially here in the U.S., which is spreading like cancer from state to state. This is just like in the days of Noah. And in the days of Lot, the church has lost its holiness, its connection to the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Lord. It has completely separated, and sin has broken out across the land without no shame and with no one to stop it, because the church, as we see on the news, has compromised with homosexuality on the altar, on the pulpit of the Lord throughout the land. There's the name, the precious name of Jesus can no longer be used in prayer, in the military, in the police, through the chaplain. We have lost the connection to the Lord in the Church of America. Holiness has been lost, and it needs to be restored. Repentance. We need to repent of our wicked ways. We need to repent of all the sin in the land. These mighty messages that the mighty prophet of the Lord is spreading, it's to the nations of the world. This is a powerful message. This is a powerful messenger that the Lord has sent with a sword and with a spade to remove, to cut out the cancer, the sin that has run rampant throughout the land. Many are going to reject this message because this message is not of the flesh, is not appealing to our way of life in the flesh, in our quote-unquote modern society. This message will not be accepted. This is the exact same thing that happened during the time of our Lord. He was rejected by the church of man. He was rejected by the majority of the people. He was rejected everywhere he went. But only those who surrendered heard the cry of the Holy Spirit and repented. And we saw the works that happened during the walk of our Lord Jesus throughout the land. And we're seeing those same signs now as we are waiting for our Messiah to return, for his bride, for us, the Holy Church, the oil and wine church, the church who has completely separated. This is a very bitter message, precious people, to the flesh and to the ways of life of the world. We, as followers of the Lord Jesus, need to learn to stand alone in these days that we are living in. We also will be rejected by many, and these are the markers of, one of the markers of the highway of holiness is rejection. We are to learn to stand alone. And I want to read from the word of the Lord, and I'm going to also go back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verses 6 through 8, precious people. That's Ezekiel, chapter 14, verses 6 through 8. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says, repent. Turn from your idols and renounce all your detestable practices. When any of the Israelites or any foreigner residing in Israel separate themselves from me and set up idols in their hearts and put a wicked stumbling block before their faces and then go to a prophet to inquire of me, I, the Lord, will answer them myself. I will set my face against them and make them an example and a byword. I will remove them from my people. Then you will know that I am the Lord. These are very powerful, powerful scriptures in the word of the Lord, precious people, that still apply to the church today, to the Holy Church of Christ. These are the warning signs of idols and setting up idols in our hearts. These are the desires that we had in the world, which turn away from the Lord. Are we desiring for a new car? Are we desiring for a career in this world and putting our relationship with the Lord Jesus aside? These are idols. Anything that separates us from the Lord is an idol, precious people. I want to also read from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. Are we okay with time, Pastor Lou?
Amen, Pastor Jose. We're good.
Oh, okay. This is 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Precious saints, these are the last days, and this gospel of the blood and the precious cross are being brought forth again. The Lord is restoring his church and his people, as we've heard in the scriptures, are the oil and wine church, the church that has been set apart from man's church, the world's church, all the number ones of the world with the mega churches that are preaching the prosperity gospel, the gospels of the flesh, the gospels of the stomach, the gospels that are pleasing to the ears of the flesh. We need to repent, precious people, and return to the Lord in complete repentance. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. It was Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar. And what a wonderful segue into the final scripture in Ezekiel chapter 18. This is verses 30 through 32. This is the Lord's call to repentance to the house of the Lord in the United States and globally at this hour. Therefore, you Israelites, I will judge you. I will judge each of you according to your own ways, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent. Turn away from all your offenses. Then sin will not be your downfall. And don't we know the bondage of sin? And don't we see that everywhere, even in the house of the Lord? And the Lord provides us the solution. Verse 31. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent and live. Hallelujah. Notice verse 31. This is exactly what we saw. The psalmist David in Psalm 51, a new heart and a new spirit that the Lord would place in the church into the precious listener and say, I have really gone astray. I don't even understand where I went astray. The opportunity to repent is now, and we need a new heart and a right spirit, because the current heart, as we heard the scriptures, has idols upon idols upon idols, and is an idol factory. And we need a new heart, which Christ died for, and a right spirit, the mighty Holy Spirit. That's Ezekiel chapter 18. The target scriptures were verses 30 through 32. Pastor Nilda DeMaio, we have time this evening, and we apologize on the last two segments. We ran short on time, but in this evening's segment, we have over 15 minutes to share with the Spanish-speaking audience and what the Lord has placed on your heart for this evening's segment. And so, Pastor Nilda DeMaio from the New York altar, over to you.
Gloria a Dios, Pastor.
Gloria a Dios.
I'm glad that we have a little more time. I was just asking the Holy Spirit to really help me to summarize 11 handwritten pages of notes, you know. So I said, okay, this is good, but I still want to summarize, and I give the glory to God. I will now speak to the Spanish-speaking audience. Amados hermanos, hemos escuchado esta poderosa grabación que el profeta del Señor David Owar habló en Nairobi, me parece, él estaba dirigiendo a la iglesia Nairobi, pero aquí también está dirigiendo esta palabra a la iglesia mundialmente o globalmente. El programa pasado, cuando empezamos esta serie de los jinetes del Apocalipsis, en Apocalipsis 6, se hizo la pregunta de que la voy a volver a hacer, que es por qué es que en el Evangelio de Juan no encontramos el discurso dado por Jesús en el Monte de los Olivos. Y la respuesta que dio aquí el profeta al Señor es porque a Juan se le dio toda la revelación de esta profecía en Apocalipsis, cuando habla de los cuatro sellos, de los jinetes. Entonces, el profeta nos quiso dar un corto pero poderoso resumen de todo el libro de Apocalipsis. Él dice, nos dijo que este día nosotros íbamos a poder entender este libro finalmente y gratis, sin ningún cobro. También dice que en este mensaje tiene el poder de avivar a la iglesia. Estuvo hablando sobre la reunión que estuvo ahí en Nairobi de una preciosa hermana que se llama Caroline, que estuvo ciega por muchos años hasta que el poder de Dios la sanó. Y dice el profeta del Señor que lo que le tocó más profundo a él fue cuando lo que dijo ella cuando llegó al altar. Ella dijo, la sangre de Jesucristo es como una inyección. Y dice el profeta que eso a él nunca lo había visto de esa manera, pero que eso fue algo muy poderoso lo que dijo ella. Y que tantos otros ciegos también han recibido su vista y la han recibido de gratis. Ahora él quiso también explicar, aunque el enfoque de él es en el capítulo 6, él quiso también darnos un resumen desde el principio. Dice que en los capítulos 1, 2 y 3 de Apocalipsis, ahí está hablando el Señor sobre la iglesia, sobre la necesidad de la iglesia regresar a la justicia y a la santidad. Eso es lo que habló en el capítulo 1, 2 y 3. Se enfoca mucho sobre eso, instruyendo a la iglesia a arrepentirse de los pecados y volverse a la justicia de Dios. Pero cuando llega al capítulo 4, Él nos presenta el trono de Dios. Y también nos dice el profeta que solo el Espíritu Santo es el que tiene el poder de abrir la palabra de Dios, de darnos la revelación. El hecho de que Cristo dio la profecía en los evangelios de Marcos 13, Lucas 21 y Juan, y también en Juan, a Juan no se la dio, solo en Mateo 24, Marcos 13, Lucas 21, y a Juan le dio la revelación en Apocalipsis. Dice que el hecho de que Dios, de que Jesucristo dio esta profecía ahí, quiere decir que la Biblia es autosuficiente y que es solo el Espíritu Santo el que puede revelar a la iglesia sobre Jesús. Después, él también está indicando que uno puede recibir un doctorado en divinidad o algo así, pero de nuevo dice que solo es el Espíritu Santo que puede revelar la palabra al pastor, a la iglesia y a toda la generación. Ahora entra al capítulo 4 de Apocalipsis. Él también nos dice que él ha visto el trono varias veces. El Señor le ha enseñado el trono y que es una experiencia muy temerosa y muy sorprendente. Habla de las cuatro criaturas, porque ya después del capítulo 3 en Apocalipsis, ahora el Señor empieza a revelar sobre el trono en el capítulo 4. Dice que hay cuatro criaturas, y sabemos esas criaturas. La primera parece un león, la segunda parece un buey, la tercera un hombre y la cuarta un águila. Sigue explicando sobre los 24 tronos que rodean al trono de Dios y que él también los ha visto, y que él ha visto a estos 24 ancianos sentados en estos tronos. Pero dice ahora que escuchen muy bien, porque esto es muy importante, lo que hacen los ancianos, que cuando ellos empiezan a adorar a Dios, arrojan sus coronas para adorarlo. La pregunta que él está haciendo es de que si está preguntando a la iglesia, a los pastores, a todos los siervos de Dios, que si nosotros hemos arrojado nuestras coronas. Y la respuesta mayormente es no, porque hemos recibido muchas coronas, incluso del mundo y del diablo. Y nos incita a arrojar nuestras coronas y a adorar al Señor, así como los ancianos lo adoraron. Ahora entra al capítulo 5. Aquí en este capítulo se habla, él introduce un rollo de papel de Jehová, y este rollo tiene 7 sellos. Y dice que esto es lo más importante, estos sellos. Dice que aquí, cuando se escucha sobre los sellos, empieza a desarrollarse una crisis, un pánico, y empiezan a preguntar, porque la pregunta que se hacen es que quién es digno y quién es capaz de poder tocar este rollo y de poder romper los sellos. El profeta del Señor dice que esta es la clave para entrar al cielo, que dentro del rollo de papel está escondida la interpretación de la revelación que Jesús le dio a los electos en el monte de los olivos. en cuanto iban a llorar porque no se encontró nadie, inmediatamente se les dijo que se detuvieran porque si el león de la tribu de Judá fue encontrado digno y capaz. Y lo que está escrito en este rollo tiene que ver mucho con la cruz y con la sangre, que es algo también muy importante porque habla de la redención. Dice que en este rollo está el secreto de Dios sobre la redención. La redención que se trajo, que Jesús trajo a la cruz. No, este es el secreto que está revelando. Dice que la redención que Jesús trajo a la cruz no ha sido completada. No se completa hasta ese día que la iglesia entre al reino de los cielos, al reino de Dios. ¿De qué te sirve celebrar la cruz y no entrar al cielo? Porque entonces el diablo se reirá nuevamente. Ahora se pueden ver sus pastores que tal vez están están diciendo que no se preocupen, que en Cristo no hay condenación. Y ahí andan ellos, sus vidas no demuestran ninguna redención y andan desnudos también en las iglesias. Incluso los hindús que adoran la madera se visten más con más santidad que los cristianos modernos. Después entra al capítulo 6 de Apocalipsis, que fue el enfoque del profeta del Señor en este discurso de los siete sellos, y dice que de los siete sellos que existen en ese rollo de papel de Jehová, los primeros cuatro son los más críticos y más importantes para la iglesia, que van a determinar más para la iglesia que cualquiera de los otros sellos, y que también van a determinar la entrada al cielo de la iglesia. Se habla mucho también sobre el primer sello que habla del falso Cristo, del caballo blanco que vino, que es un impostor, no es Jesucristo, porque él trata de imitar a Jesucristo con corona, viene con el caballo blanco, viene a conquistar, pero no trae la espada, sino que trae flechas y un arco, y esas flechas vienen para hacernos daño. Entonces tenemos que hacerle esa pregunta a este caballo blanco de por qué viene a conquistarnos, por qué viene a tratar de imitar a Cristo si no es Jesucristo. Y es importante notar este caballo, jinete del caballo blanco, porque fue profetizado por Jesucristo en ese discurso en el Monte de los Olivos. Fue la advertencia que nos dio Jesucristo, que cuidado que nos engañaran, porque iban a venir muchos en nombre a decir que eran Cristo. Entonces aquí nos está advirtiendo que este caballo es el que ha entrado a la iglesia, este jinete, a engañar a la iglesia, y estamos ahora en ese engaño. Y por eso la iglesia ha entrado a esta serie hambruna que estamos ahora, que van de iglesia a iglesia buscando la palabra y no la encuentran. Eso es lo que dijo hoy el profeta de que tenemos que estar alertos, tenemos que hacer preguntas a este jinete engañador que vino, y no permitir y salir de ese engaño, porque eso fue lo que nos advirtió Jesucristo en esa profecía. Bueno, hermanos, los dejo por hoy y espero que estén con nosotros la semana entrante, el próximo programa, que creo que es el domingo. Gracias, hermanos. Y cualquier cosa pueden ver también en la página arrepiéntete.org. Es la página oficial en español y también está la página en inglés que es repentandprepareaway.org. Gracias, hermanos. Dios los bendiga y gloria a Dios. Back to you, Pastor Will.
Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Pastor Nilda. That's Pastor Nilda Mayo of the New York Altar sharing the word of the Lord. And thank you also, Pastor Nilda, for the URL link of repentandprepareaway.org. And there's also, I don't know if I heard it clearly or not, arrepiente.org?
Arrepiéntete.org.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Pastor Nilda.
Pastor Lou, do I have time to share one more little thing?
Absolutely. We have a little bit more than 4 minutes, Pastor Nilda.
Okay, this is a very quick thing at the end that I thought was worthwhile. Hermanos,
amen.
Okay, thank you. Otra cosa que quería compartir con ustedes es que el profeta del Señor dijo que ahora él escucha a los pastores en las iglesias que le dicen a las ovejas, le dicen, ay, hijo mío, o cuando digamos que venga alguien en justicia a decir, hijo mío, deja de fumar o deja de tomar alcohol, por ejemplo, y dice que con el abuso de gracia que tenemos hoy en la iglesia, dicen los pastores, dicen, no, es mucho legalismo lo que estás predicando. Incluso Pablo dijo que tomar un poco de alcohol es bueno. Dice, el profeta del Señor dice que están usando la palabra para confundir a la iglesia. Y también que aquí es muy evidente ver que el amor de muchos se ha enfriado porque están usando la palabra para abusar de la gracia. Gracias, hermanos, y hasta la próxima. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Nilda. Pastor Nilda Mayo. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We're live. It's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. It's 8:56 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to leave the listener with two more scriptures that you can read offline. This is Revelation chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. This will help line up also with Ezekiel chapter 18, and as we mentioned earlier, Psalm chapter 51, verses 10 through 12, and we'll see the consistent thread from our Lord. This is the same message over and over again, to repent and prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. We also see this in the Gospels as well. This is Revelation chapter 3, verses 17. And we hear this in America all the time. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salt to put on your eyes so you can see. To those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. That's the message to the church in Laodicea. And you can see the church thinks she's rich, and the Lord is saying she's pitiful, poor, blind, and wretched. And hasn't the white horse of deception done a phenomenal job? People running around naked, and they actually think they are clothed and rich, and they are actually poor, that they see, and yet they are actually blind. The other is Psalm 51, verses 10 and 11. Psalm 51, verse 10 and 11. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit with me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. And with those scriptures to meditate and read and pray over as the Lord opens the spiritual ears and the spiritual eyes all throughout the land in the United States of America, as the remnant bride comes forth from the valley of the dry bones, as the mighty Holy Spirit resurrects them. We thank all of the listeners and precious listeners throughout the United States, and thank you for your time. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity to share the word and the message of the Lord. And we will be back on Sunday as the Lord leads and if the Lord tarries. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.